It is Morning Edition from NHPR. It's 7:52. This year, lawmakers struck a blow to commuter rail in New Hampshire. They voted not to pursue steps to stretch rail lines from Boston to the southern part of the state. But now it seems the November 8th election could change things. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports.
Earlier this year, it seemed a commuter rail line could really happen for southern New Hampshire. Polling had shown 74% of residents support it. And lawmakers were voting on whether to use $4 million in federal dollars to connect Boston's commuter rail to Nashua and Manchester. The funds would cover the cost of permitting and preliminary engineering. But on March 10th, members of the House voted not to proceed with rail.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Neil Kirk testified against the project. In short, he said it's too expensive.
The rail project will require about $300 million of construction costs, of which the state probably will be responsible for bonding about $60 million.
Rail was stymied by a mere 12 votes out of the 335 House members who weighed in. 2 months later in the Senate, rail advocates came up short again by only 2 votes. Those are slim margins, which means the outcome of next week's state elections could determine whether commuter rail can get back on track.
There's really a clear choice.
Gray Chinoweth is an executive at SilverTech in Manchester. He's a prominent voice in the city's tech scene. He and other rail advocates say commuter rail to Manchester would help expand the pool of educated workers for tech companies like his.
I wouldn't necessarily say that support for rail is a litmus test for supporting a candidate, but I would say it goes a long way towards telling me and the people that I speak with about whether or not a candidate understands the type of workforce challenges that we're facing in southern New Hampshire.
Often, the issue falls along party lines. Almost every Democrat in the House and Senate voted for the passenger rail project. But while the majority of Republicans have opposed the project, on that side of the aisle, the issue gets a lot more complicated. For example, one of the few Republicans who voted for it was from Nashua, where businesses and homeowners stand to benefit directly from an investment in rail. John Dewart, on the other hand, is a Republican running in a district that includes Manchester. It's a tight race there. But for him, the proposal just doesn't add up.
There are large costs to the rail, both capital and operating costs, which, given a small number of commuters who would use the rail, costs cannot be justified.
His opponent, Democrat Scott McGillivray, on the other hand, is for rail. In other districts further from Manchester, Republican candidates say their constituents would have to pick up the tab but wouldn't get any of the benefits. However, residents on the seacoast are also not likely to drive to Nashua to get on a train. But both candidates running for Senate there support rail. Republican Dan Innes and his Democratic opponent Tom Sherman think the rail project would be good for the entire state. Here's Innes.
You know, we fund virtually every type of transportation in the state already. You know, I've heard candidates say, well, I don't want the rail line because it's going to take people to Boston and away from New Hampshire. Well, 93 is doing the same thing, as are the buses that the state subsidizes. We've seen great successes with passenger rail as it's helped to develop communities. It clearly adds value.
The future of rail in southern New Hampshire will depend on other races on the November 8th ballot, too. The next governor would have to sign any rail proposal that passes the House and Senate. Republican Chris Sununu clearly opposes rail. Democrat Colin Van Ostern is an outspoken advocate. And then the executive council has to green light any expenditures, including federal grants. How those votes will shake out? Well, we'll see on Election Day. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.